New data center facilities are incredibly expensive to design and build and manage and maintain, but a new build isn't necessarily the answer in every circumstance. While some organizations can certainly justify the investment in new facilities, there are many others that want options and alternatives that can give them the facilities they need to run their business without breaking the bank or taking years to deploy. Alternatives to traditional data center builds will be an important theme at the upcoming Uptime Institute Symposium, slated to run from May 9th through the 12th in Santa Clara, California. Hi, I'm Steve Bigelow, Senior Technology Editor with SearchDataCenter.com, and to help us understand the range and implications of the potential data center alternatives that are out there, we're joined by Matt Stansberry, Director of Content and Publications for the Uptime Institute. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve. Glad to be here.
Matt, new data center builds are incredibly expensive, but what alternatives to a formal build are available when a business needs more computing resources than they have available?
So one of the biggest trends in data center kind of construction today is the phased modular data center build-out. So historically, companies used to build out a facility with all the capacity that they thought they might need for the life cycle of the building. And this led to a lot of wasted capital and wasted energy. So you've got this building spec'd out to run full of servers. But if you're ramping up slowly, you're wasting money. So now many companies are constructing the building envelope and fitting out the mechanical components in small increments. And this offers some serious advantages. First, you don't end up with future hardware requirements outpacing your mechanical infrastructure. It lowers your capital expenses up front. And it's a lot more energy efficient. So it allows you to build out a facility in smaller chunks. And it also allows you to build out a data center at multiple tier levels. So, for example, if you've got an application that has high availability requirements and you need to build out that application, that specific set of servers, at tier 3 or tier 4, which is the highest availability, you can build out just that small piece of the facility to meet those needs. And applications with lower availability requirements can go to lower tier modulars of the data center that'll cost a lot less. And, historically, if you had high availability applications, you would want to build out the whole facility at that higher tier level. So this is a way that definitely companies can save money. And this is also one of the opening sessions at Symposium. I think it's going to be a very popular topic. And there are some other options for putting off a data center build or traditional data center build, like containers and colocation providers, cloud computing. I'm guessing we're going to get into some of those topics in more depth.
We sure will. But before we do that, Matt, I think it's time to talk a little bit about outsourcing. The cloud has been big on our radar here. And how do you see private and public cloud deployments changing over the next few years?
So there's going to be a dramatic growth in data center use of cloud services. According to our latest survey stats, about 75% of the data center managers we've talked to said they're using or will use public or private cloud in the coming year. You have to remember, the Uptime Institute's typical member base is fairly conservative, highly available, traditional Fortune 500 enterprises. So that number of cloud adoption was really shocking to me. And the reason folks said that they were considering or already deploying cloud was scalability. That rapidly fluctuating IT demand is hard for companies to deal with, and cloud computing may be the option. We're going to have a whole host of sessions on cloud computing at Symposium, from how-to sessions on implementing cloud into your capacity planning, looking at cloud computing to reduce your carbon footprint, and that's especially important in places like Europe where the carbon cap and trade legislation is already in place. We have some primer sessions on how data center operators should prepare for their organizations to engage public cloud. I'd been a cloud skeptic, at least as far as its importance to enterprise data center managers was concerned. But I've drank the Kool-Aid. It's going to be a disruptive technology for our audience.
And Matt, you did already mention containerized solutions as an alternative to data center builds. But can you tell us, when do portable or container-based data center modules really make sense?
Sure. Sure. So companies that are considering containers need to weigh all their basic business requirements, costs associated with containers versus building a brick-and-mortar site. But I can say that today there's a big difference from, you know, the original first-generation data center containers launched, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, the Sun Black Box and the giant shipping container, versus the modern data center purpose-built modules that are being manufactured today. So companies like SGI Rackable, IO Data Centers, HP, Dell, these folks are all coming out with these new designs, you know, like stamping out production-scale data centers with great features for free cooling and maximizing efficiency. And these new generation data center containers are much smaller. And, you know, that was a major complaint of those first-generation containers. They were just too big. You know, I don't deploy several hundred servers at a time. So these are coming in, you know, much smaller sizes. And at Symposium, we're going to have a container panel, one of the best discussions on this topic in the industry. Tier 1 Research's Jason Schaefer is going to present Tier 1's latest research on containerized modular data centers. And then we're going to have a panel with Dean Nelson from eBay and Data Center Pulse. Dean just did a big RFP process with a bunch of container manufacturers, so he's going to be there to talk about that experience. We're going to have Patrick Nientz. He is an engineer at SGI, but previously he deployed Microsoft's containerized data center design in Chicago. So, and he designs the next-gen containers for SGI now. So there's going to be just a ton of knowledge in that panel about how data center containers work and whether or not they're a fit for your organization.
And of course, Matt, that brings us down to the last question today. Are there any other build alternatives on the horizon that we really should be paying attention to now?
Consolidation and capacity planning. It's pretty obvious. Data center managers don't make enough time for strategic planning. As budget cuts reduce staffing levels and operations teams are asked to do more work with less resources, managers get locked into this day-to-day firefighting, and they never get out of this reactionary mode to plan ahead. And the consequences of this could be pretty dire. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the manager who has to go to the executive team to explain why, you know, my data center ran out of capacity sooner than I expected. So if you're running out of capacity, what are you going to do about it other than plunk down a nine-figure capital expense? Are you considering moving computer loads to the cloud? Are you going to increase your virtualization investment? Are you going to start evaluating colo partners? These aren't the kind of projects you can handle if you're not doing any strategic planning across all the silos in your organization. So this is something that we've been working on with Uptime's Digital Infrastructure Services team, and they're going to be leading some intensive workshops at Symposium on how to bring multiple teams within the data center together to do this kind of planning, because, you know, properly optimizing your data center resources, consolidating, capacity planning can really put off that need to build a new facility.
Well, that's terrific information, Matt, and that's pretty much all the time we have for today. I'm Steve Bigelow, and I do want to thank Matt Stansberry for sharing his insights on alternative to data center builds. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to visit searchdatacenter.com for our coverage of the Uptime Institute Symposium from May 9th through the 12th.